Now, the Bible says you've got to repent of your sin to be saved. Repentance isn't hard to understand. It's a change of mind that results in a change of direction. Now, let's say that hell's that way and heaven's this way. We all came to the world headed that way, didn't we? Every one of us? Condemned already? Walking the broad road that leads to a burning hell? We all came in this way. Over here is a way to heaven. Over here is Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is over here extending those hands, wounded at Calvary, and says, "Whosoever will, let him come unto me. And him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out." But we're going this way. How are you going to get to him? 180-degree turn. You got to change your mind about going to hell. You got to change your mind about that religion you've got, that humanistic philosophy you're clinging to. Change your mind about that. Change your mind about Jesus Christ, who's the only one can save you. Turn 180 degrees and come to him. And it says, "Whosoever then, the one that's coming the right way, shall call upon the Lord, shall be saved." Call on him, the Bible says, and receive him into your heart as your Savior. And when you do, he applies that precious blood he shed at Calvary to your sins. That book full of your sins, whew, washes them all away. You, how about you? Could you stand up today before this crowd with God watching from heaven and give us your testimony of how and when and where you got saved? If you don't know how, you're not saved. Could you show me the Bible, how you got saved, or tell us how you got saved that matches the Bible? If you can't, you're lost. Could you tell us when it happened in your life? If you're saved, you know when it happened. I don't mean you have to remember the date that was on the calendar particularly, but you could describe when it happened in your life if you're saved. And if you're saved, you could take me to somewhere in this world and point to it and say, "Right there, preacher, right there is where I was when I got saved." If you don't know where you were, it didn't happen. If you're saved, you know how, you know when, and you know where. Could you stand up today and give that testimony? When you repented of your sin and turned 180 degrees to Jesus Christ, believing He's the only way of salvation, you called on Him and received Him into your heart as your personal Savior. If you couldn't tell us that you did that, you couldn't tell us when it happened or where you were, it's never happened. Saved people know how and when and where. If you couldn't do that, friend, you need to realize you're an unbeliever. You don't qualify as a believer. You've never believed that Jesus Christ is the only way of salvation.